John Landecker, 9 minutes after nine here at 720 WGN. We're going to get in touch with Pumpkin Joe Adkins, who's the, we've had him on before. He's a great guy. He's a giant pumpkin grower and carver and has a website called gourdheads.com. Good evening, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Really, really good. So glad that you're on. Just, you're becoming Halloween fixture, which I like a lot. Well, because, you know, pumpkins are part of Halloween and part of the fall season. So how's everything growing, so to speak?
We had a pretty good year. All of the growing is actually done for the year. Ended up doing pretty good, though. We had a pretty nice season as far as the giant pumpkins go.
Now, I was looking at some information here that's available from you for purchase. And it says giant pumpkin seeds. So there's a specific seed that will grow a giant pumpkin?
It certainly is. You have to have the right variety to be able to grow the giant pumpkin, which is the Atlantic giant pumpkin variety, and that's the one that will grow over 1,000 pounds.
Wow. Is there any? So if I buy some of these seeds for you from you at some point, what's the process? I mean, do you? Yeah, what is the process? How do you grow a pumpkin, Joe?
All right. How late are we on till tonight? No. there is a lot that goes into it. There really is. But you really have to have good quality soil. You've got to have that seed, and you've got to have a lot of sunlight, and as well a little bit of luck from Mother Nature, so a decent amount of rainwater. Those things are kind of that's the base, the foundation that you've got to have.
Wow. Now, you're part of a group called, the Illinois Giant Pumpkin Growers Association. And for quite a few years, you've had the largest pumpkin in Illinois. Is that still your title? Do you still have the largest pumpkin?
I do not. Actually, I have to give that title up. No, I've got all kinds of excuses. We can go down, no problem. But I will be regaining my title next year. I'm almost certain of that.
Well, now, I also understand, now, if I want to buy things from you, whether it's seeds or, already carved pumpkins. How do I get a hold of you to do that? Do you have a store?
Even sometimes we even sell giant pumpkins too, which is really hard to come by. We're out of those for the season, but next year keep us in mind. But you can definitely check our website, and that's Gourdheads with a Z, gourdheads.com. And you can just send us a little message. There's a way to contact us, and if you'd like any of that type of stuff as far as pumpkins or carvings, I can help you out with that, and I can also help you locate some of those seeds as well.
Has anybody actually purchased a 1,000-pound pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, we didn't really have a lot to go around this year. And at the weigh-off, we had 22 pumpkins that I would call very large, 500-pound plus.
Jeez.
And multiple people, bystanders, were offering good amount of money for any of those pumpkins. So one lady was going around with $500 and, you know, waving that around, and she would take it. Not one of them would sell their pumpkins this year. So they're, they're pretty valuable, especially to the grower.
I didn't realize that they carried that kind of weight. Well, pun intended. How would somebody, somebody buys a 1,000-pound pumpkin. How the heck are they going to get it from you to wherever they're going to go? What are they must have trucks or cranes. I mean, you can't pick up a 1,000-pound pumpkin.
That's actually part of the issue. Whenever you call and you want to order one of those, or you're coming to pick it up, you need to bring either a forklift or some sort of a mover. And, you know, you would think that that's a crazy request, but people all the time are like, okay, no problem, I'll do that. I've got that. I don't know. There's more people out there with capabilities to do that than you think.
Well, if you want a 1,000-pound pumpkin, and that's something that you think is important, you probably take the necessary steps to transform it. Transport it, rather, from you to wherever. God, 1,000-pound pumpkin. So you have things for sale, too. Is that correct?
Oh, you know, we sell carved pumpkins, like the sculpted 3D style. We'll go ahead and sell those to different people, whoever's interested, parties, restaurants. We even will go to people's houses and do carving, like, tutorials.
Wow.
Some sort of, yeah, kids love that. And we can kind of teach you how to do a pretty cool carving and somewhat of a basic level.
Well, that sounds fantastic. What a great party that would be.
I do believe it is, yes.
Yeah. I mean, who does that? Come on over. We've got Pumpkin Joe Adkins Company coming, and we're gonna take a carving class. That is cool. Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is what they call me, Pumpkin Joe.
Right, as they should. Now, I don't know if you heard about this story that happened in Wisconsin, where a farmer grew a 2,520-pound pumpkin, believed to be the heaviest grown in the country this year, but was disqualified due to a very small crack in the surface of the pumpkin, which the grower believed was the result of internal pressure from the pumpkin's large size. And I guess it had an awkward way of growing. That's getting pretty strict about the rules, isn't it? I mean, it was just a small crack.
The rules are the rules. There has to be, you know, definitely an even playing field for everybody. And if you have an opening in that pumpkin that goes all the way into the cavity, that's disqualified. And Mike knew that, too. That's Mike Schmidt from Wisconsin grew that.
Yeah.
And he knew that even before he took that to the weigh-off. He already knew that he had a disqualified pumpkin. So even though that was the biggest one in the United States that was grown this year, it will not go down into the record. Wow. Somebody else will take that title from him. But I do want to throw in, world record was made this year for the first time since 2016. It was broken again. And the world record weight is now over 2,700 pounds.
Jeez.
And Italy is the country that has the honor of that.
Wow. The Wisconsin competition says Schmidt could have earned over $22,500. If he had won it, I mean,
that's not bad. Let's talk about making some money off of giant pumpkins. Now, if you were able to go to some of these weigh-offs, you can get an incredible prize money, especially for first place. Now, you could even make more than that if you weigh your pumpkin at a specific weigh-off site such as Half Moon Bay in California, and people are willing to travel all the way across the United States. Not only that, there's brothers in the UK that were almost ready to fly their pumpkin to Half Moon Bay last year because world record title will gain you extra bonus on top of that 20,000 plus prize. They pay like $9 a pound and there's a bonuses. I mean, this can get upwards to close to $50,000 for a first place win with a world record at Half Moon Bay in California.
Wow. Is all I can say. Wow. That's my reaction. Unbelievable.
Mike Schmidt was saying whenever that thing, when he found out it was a DQ, wow. that is a knee buckler. But Mike does really well. He actually came down here. He beat me. He knocked me out of first place a couple of years ago with a really nice big pumpkin. But we're good friends. He's a really good guy.
Well,
I felt bad for him for that happening.
Yeah, well, it's a pumpkin community. Once again, we're talking to Pumpkin Joe Adkins, who is a giant pumpkin grower and a carver. And I want to give out your website again, Gourd Heads. After you spell out heads, you put a Z. It's GourdHeadsWithAZ.com. They got surface carved pumpkins for sale. As I mentioned earlier, the giant homegrown pumpkins for sale between 200 and 1,000 pounds. Miniature surface carved pumpkins. And as I mentioned earlier, the giant pumpkin seed. You can also put together a pumpkin party and even have a pumpkin event based around carving a pumpkin. That sounds awesome, Joe. Thanks so much for being with us. And,
thanks for having me.
And enjoy Halloween.
We certainly will. I thought Demetrius Ivory said it's going to be a nice dry one. So we're excited and expecting over 500 trick-or-treaters this year.
What? 500.
Over 500. We would expect. We give out nice full-size candy bars, and along with that, each trick-or-treater will get their own Atlantic Giant pumpkin seed. So they, too, can go home and grow a giant pumpkin and come back the next year and tell me their stories of success.
All right. Well, we'll check with you in a year then. Thanks, Joe.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.